Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning. You're starting to see a formula in the other series in the Eastern Conference, one that the Knicks might be able to follow, where you get a road team, an underdog, going in, winning two. You're starting to see the injuries pile up for that particular team and the Cavaliers, and they hung on and probably should have won that game. Actually, not probably. They should have won that game, Cleveland, but it's a miracle finish by Haliburton, and that's what you want to see tonight from the Knicks, to get up 2-0 with some of the things that the Celtics are dealing with. Yankees with a big win, Mets with an annoying loss against a really good pitcher in Zach Gallen. We've got a ton for you till 10 on this beautiful May Wednesday. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, G. And I got to tell you, man, the Pacers are the luckiest team in the world. I swear to God. I mean, they're playing the Cavaliers. We're missing three key players. We all know this. You know, it's Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, and, of course, DeAndre Hunter, who comes off the bench for them. Mm-hmm. Donovan Mitchell was unbelievable last night. He shot 50% from the field, 17 to 21 from three throws. He was insane. And he had 9 assists, I think, too, as well. And he's trying to carry the Cleveland Cavaliers until maybe some of the troops come back for some support. But, man, it's the Pacers are catching the Cavaliers much like they caught the Knicks last year. Injury after injury after injury. And you have one guy that is basically, you know, trying to carry the team with a bunch of backup players in Donovan Mitchell. And he was incredible last night. But I can't say enough about Tyrese Haliburton. I mean, what can you say? I mean, he's done it now two series in a row.
Yeah.
He's hitting these bombs. And not only did he hit that last bomb, he got the rebound. It reminded me of like Josh Hart in the middle of all this madness, coming down with the ball and then has the wherewithal to dribble out of all the trouble. Because, you know, obviously a 3 wins the game, a 2 ties the game. And he does it. And it's just insane. You know, how he was playing last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, too. You're exactly right. I mean, even though it stopped for the Pacers after they ended up beating the Knicks, it feels like the same thing. Like, the Knicks were going down one by one by one, and then the Pacers end up winning the series. Same thing here, as you're right. They're getting lucky. And Tyrese Haliburton, for whatever reason, people don't like him. I don't know why. His peers don't like him. People in the media don't like him. They think that he's overrated. He was named the most overrated player by the other players in the NBA. And ever since that happened, he's been phenomenal, and he's been a star, and he's won games, and he does the things that Jalen Brunson does for the Knicks at the end of games. I mean, this is a guy that even Wally Szczerbiak went after, called him a fake all-star.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because of his voice thing. I'm not sure.
That's definitely not it.
I don't know what it is, but for some reason, I don't know. Guys don't like him, but, you know, maybe it's the way he shoots or something.
He's earning the respect now, though.
Yeah, he earned the respect last year. He's earned the respect all season long, and, you know, Rick Carlisle's kind of interesting because when he does talk about him, it's like he has so much respect for him. Now, he's his head coach. So what's he going to say, right? He's going to support him. But yeah, I don't know what all that stuff is about. I never really liked those polls. If you don't put your name to it, then it really doesn't matter
but
to me.
But that definitely stings, though. Like, if you're Tyrese Halliburton, there's certain things that you could just slough off.
Well, he talked about it last night.
No, I know, but when it's the guys who you play with that are anonymous that get asked who's the most overrated player in the league, and they, your peers say that about you. But hell, I mean, I think that it has driven him to another level. I actually, who knows if he plays like this, if he doesn't have that extra motivation of trying to shut everybody up.
I'm sure Jerry will have the cut. I hope he does. If he doesn't, we'll find it. But he basically after the game said, yeah, I hear it because everybody in the crowd is yelling overrated at him, just like they yell flopper to Jalen Brunson.
That's right.
And, you know, and it's kind of like fuel for their fire. And you know, it's a little bit WWE in a sense of entertainment.
Yeah.
But it's good entertainment, and there's nothing sweeter. I mean, there can't be anything sweeter than hitting a game-winning bucket on the road when everybody's screaming at you that you're overrated.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know what I would do. I mean, like, it would take everything for me not to, like, lift the double bird. I swear to God.
Right to the crowd. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, so that's what Jalen Brunson said. He said there was that guy sitting courtside that was screaming at him the whole series. He would scream at him during the regular season, and then when he hit that shot in Game 6, he stared right at him and did his three thing with his face and made sure that guy knew about it. So, yeah, I mean, it's strange. Like, you've told me stories, and the famous one about a guy who was asking for you to come over and get an autograph and then told you sucked to your face.
But yeah, like, he was a Jet fan. Right. And I was wearing a Jet uniform.
Yeah, which is a little bit
really
different.
Nice. That was really nice.
But, like, when you hear that...
I hope that guy's dead.
was he old at the time?
It's kind of. Like, okay. You know, I would say he's probably maybe... I'm just trying to think now. So this was, like, 1994. Five.
Yeah.
And it was the last game. I think it was against the Saints. Al, you'd have to look it up. And it was at the Meadowlands. And it was, I think, only 20,000 fans showed up for it. It was two terrible teams.
Yeah.
It was a lousy day.
Sure.
Hey, Boom, we love you. Too bad it didn't work out. Hey, can you sign my ball for me? You know, all right. You know, this is a warm-up, pregame warm-up.
Yeah.
I go over to sign a ball. Or I think I flipped them a ball.
Okay.
And he flipped it back to me. He says, you suck. I don't want your ball. Like, he just couldn't wait to tear into my ass.
Sure, his voice didn't sound like, you suck. Take the ball. Hey, Boom, we love you. Can I get an autograph? No, never mind. You suck. Keep your ball, you loser.
Right. Meanwhile, that guy has no idea what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so, but, you know, but that's the fan engagement. I mean, like, I'm when I was younger, I was a little bit more engaged than I am now when I go to the games.
Sure.
I don't have time, nor do I have the patience to be screaming at somebody or screaming at a player that can't hear me. But I think the basketball fan, especially one that's close to the court, the player can hear him, and they know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to me because we've seen throughout the years, obviously the famous one, Reggie Miller and Spike Lee, we've seen this stuff. We've seen it go really, really bad at the Malice at the Palace, but... I mean, this stuff, like those fans that are sitting down there can have a positive or negative effect on the players. And I think now more than ever, and I'd be scared now with the way that these guys are responding on the road. If I were a fan of the Celtics and I'm screaming flopper at Jalen Brunson, I'm a fan of the Cavaliers and I'm yelling overrated Tyrese Halliburton, I'm thinking that's making them play better. I might start giving them compliments.
Yeah. You start throwing bouquets at them or something.
Oh, you're the best player in the world. I wish you were on our team. And then all of a sudden, brick.
You know what? The amazing thing about all of this is right now the NBA and the NHL playoffs are great. They are great. Golden State goes on the road. They get their win in Minnesota.
Every road
team
has won.
Right, but they lose Steph Curry to a hamstring. So I don't know how bad that is. It sounded like Steve Kerr after the game was not all that... confident.
Well, hamstrings are tough, man.
It is.
You know?
And he said that Steph was in the locker room really, you know, downtrodden and that kind of thing. So I don't know if he's going to be able to get back there. But Anthony Edwards didn't play well. I mean, it was kind of like Jaylen Brown didn't play well in the first game. There were a bunch of guys in these higher-seeded teams that didn't play well and didn't put up really the numbers that you're used to seeing. So the question is, was it the layoff? Maybe that was the question, but I think in the case of the Cavaliers, it's just the three guys that they're missing.
Yeah, I mean, and it's really just not fair to that team. We'll see how long those guys are out, but I mean, they were by far the best team in the Eastern Conference the entire year, and now here they are dealing with that. And, you know, we, like the Knicks last year, they were good, and they got bit by the injury bug in the second round of the playoffs, but they weren't the best team in the Eastern Conference the entire year. They weren't beating the brakes off everybody. This wasn't one of those deals where everybody's talking about how they're going to go to the finals and win a championship in Cleveland without LeBron James. All the talk that's been going on there and how everybody in Cleveland sort of like put the Browns on the back burner for once to focus on this great, fun basketball team with the coach of the year, and they love the team, and then all of a sudden they're going down one by one by one. It's just not fair, and they still almost won last night.
The one thing I will say about the Pacers is that, let's face it, we know it. We saw it last year.
They are
a pain in the ass. They're kind of like the Hurricanes. You know, the Hurricanes won a game in overtime last night in Washington. Like, they remind me of the Hurricanes and the NHL side of it in the Eastern Conference, because they're just, I don't know, just relentless, you know? And that's how I view the Pacers. And, you know, again, they're catching a break. And, you know, the question is can Donovan Mitchell hang on until some of these reinforcements comes back? And I was trying to figure out, you know, you can't figure out what's going on, who's playing, who's not playing.
Yeah.
Everybody's playing games at this time. But I will say, for both the leagues, the NBA and the NHL, these playoffs have been unbelievable.
Yeah, so far have been spectacular. And obviously, you know, we've got a team right in the mix of it. I mean, I'll be honest with you, if I didn't, I don't think I'd be watching the Pacers and the Cavaliers or any of these other series as much. I'd be focused on the local stuff. But with the Knicks in it, it opened your eyes to the rest of the series and what's going on in the East. And you know, now you got one team that's banged up in the Cavaliers. You got another team in the Pacers that you feel like you could beat when you're healthy because of what we saw last year. And you just start to think, somehow, some way, beat the Celtics somehow, some way.
There's a somehow, some way is this way. One possession, one quarter, one half, one game. That's it. Just worry about the next game. Win, just win, baby, as the great Al Davis used to say. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. So here's the thing about tonight's game. I think we all know that the Celtics are going to play better, that Mazzulla will, you know, sit his team down. They'll look at video and he'll say to them, this is what we need to do. This is our adjustments. You know, if you want to say that Tibbs made great adjustments in the first game and that, you know, he was the coach that won the game and, you know, had a couple really good moments there and was able to navigate through the foul trouble that Karl Anthony Towns got into, give him all the credit in the world. So Joe Mazzulla now, you know, the game is in your hand. What are you going to do to react to this? And I can't believe that the Celtics are going to miss 45 threes again. No. I don't know how many they'll attempt. Maybe they will attempt 45 threes, you know, in regulation, but they're not going to shoot as bad as they did in game one.
Yeah, I mean, I countered that last time with, and I don't think Karl Anthony Towns is going to be that less of a factor, and I don't think that the Knicks are going to miss as many free throws, but then again, I'm thinking, well, they might because Mitchell Robinson's going to be on the line.
If they go in the bonus and Mitchell Robinson's on the court, he's going to get fouled. You know that? I know that. Everybody else knows that. And, you know, unless, of course, the Celtics got a huge lead or something and they don't want to give up fouls. That's a whole nother kind of strategy that you have to take into account if you are the Celtics. But
Did you get a jersey?
I haven't seen one yet.
Did you get and still hasn't shown up yet?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, everything sits in this mailroom for an extra day, so maybe today?
I did get a gift. Here it is.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure what it is, but it is from a company called Grateful Fred.
All right.
I don't know what that is.
This is Knicks related?
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is?
It feels like a CD.
A CD? They don't exist anymore.
What do you think that is?
Grateful Fred. Well, I kind of know what it is because it says it right there.
I can't see. I don't have my glasses on.
It's an American flag badge.
An American flag badge?
That's what it says on it, yeah. So,
it's officially licensed Grateful Dead merchandise.
Grateful Fred
is Grateful Dead officially licensed merchandise.
So, this is a Grateful Dead flag?
Well, that's what it said on the thing. It said American flag.
It has a flag right there, see?
Badge. Yeah.
See, that's okay. It has a flag on the back of it here.
All right.
And that's.
Let's take a look. Definitely not a CD.
Enjoy Grateful Fred. Here's a list of flat surfaces where your badges can be applied. These are badges. Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Look at that.
How sweet is that?
Here. You want to read that? I can't read that.
Sure. It says, the loss of Sam Hauser is a big... Oh, no, this is a diff. Sorry. You find a tasty flat surface for your badge to live on. Clean the surface with rubbing alcohol, allowing the surface to dry completely. Remove the adhesive backing, apply the badge to the surface, hold in place for a few minutes to ensure proper bonding. Apply when the temperature is above 50 degrees.
This thing's pretty cool. Feel that.
You could slap this on the back of your Raptor, huh?
Maybe.
You could do that. That would look kind of sweet.
Right?
I think that would look really sweet. But yeah, so you're waiting on the jersey.
How would look here?
That would look pretty
that
good, too.
That looks good right there, right?
Yeah, it would look pretty good as well.
Is
now,
there two, a left-facing and right-facing, or no, just the one?
Nah, just the one. Just the one.
Maybe I'll put it there. We'll see.
Still waiting on the jersey, though. So, you know, people are wondering. They're sending messages. Did you get a jersey? Did you stick it in the freezer?
I feel like now I don't need to do that.
That's what you think, but watch what happens tonight. What happens if they end up losing by 20? And you want to get ahead of this thing.
Is Sam Hauser playing?
Doubtful.
Okay.
He's doubtful.
I didn't want to mention his name today, so I've only mentioned it once.
It's okay. But I
don't want to belabor the point either. But it is a little bit of an advantage for the Knicks when somebody like that is out for the Celtics. And we don't know about Kristaps Porzingis. That's the other one.
So he's probable. Hauser is doubtful.
All right, so Kristaps, he's not going to be 0 for 4 in this game.
Well,
if he can make it through the entire game, his 7'2" frame is going to be a pain in the ass to deal with.
Well, that's what, I mean, when you make it through the entire game, this is exactly what I was going to bring up, because this has been a recurring thing. It's been this weird upper respiratory thing he's been dealing with. You know, Joe Mazzulla said, yeah, I mean, you know, when he came back, he played well, but it doesn't feel like it's totally gone. So you don't know what to expect from him. I mean, he could go out there and just, again, play one quarter and be like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So there's no lock that Porzingis is going to be healthy and great and play four mammoth quarters for them.
Yeah.
So you could end up losing him and Hauser.
Hey, Al, who was the guy on Twitter that put me and Hauser together in a picture? That was hilarious.
He used Grok. Yes.
Yes.
I believe I reposted that.
Did you? I thought that was hilarious.
Generoso.
Oh, Generoso did. Okay. Well, thank you, Generoso. Yes, I liked it.
Generoso NY, yes.
I sent it to Izzo. I didn't know if he put it out there anywhere. But
yeah, is probably like, man, I do my own AI
stuff. I just want you to know that I am totally aware that there are times where I can get hooked on something and latch onto it, like Precious Achiuwa.
Yeah.
But that last year, again.
Here we go. You don't have to explain yourself.
I want him to get some more run time. I want guys to be fresh, especially in the fourth quarter where these games are won. Look, you know, the Pacers were down 14 last night in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And they came all the way back. And I think the big reason for that is because the Cavaliers are missing three players that play a lot of minutes. So now the rest of the guys that have to fill in are not used to playing that many minutes. And now if the Pacers have their full bench and they're doing their substitution like they do it, then next thing you know, here you are in the fourth quarter and you're making runs. So that's where the depth really comes in for all these teams. And that's what happened to the Knicks last year.
It did. Everybody went down at the wrong time, but we're healthy now. And if there's any way you can come back to the Garden up 2-0, man, that place is going to be nuts regardless. But I can't even imagine the energy in there if you feel like you got that team on the ropes and ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Austin. It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I had no idea what this Grateful Fred thing was, but their website's pretty cool. And Eddie, you're telling me that you think this is not attached to the Grateful Dead. It's probably a fan of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, well, they do say they're officially licensed.
They're officially licensed. So, okay, so the Grateful Dead is making some money off of this.
It's something. But if you just Google a Grateful Fred, it comes up that they're the officially licensed situation.
And yeah, I'll tell you what, it's pretty cool stuff, man.
And for people who didn't see the first segment, they sent you this American flag badge that is now in front of you on one of the light monitors there.
There it is right there.
Very cool. Yes. So, and you ordered a couple more?
I had to.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, it seems like it's pretty, affordable.
Yeah, it wasn't expensive at all. And well made, by the way.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's made in China.
China vagina. Yes, Eddie?
No, nothing.
No, I heard it.
Eddie, they got a Sasquatch badge for you.
You heard that, too?
Yes.
You were about to say something.
I was.
And you stopped yourself.
I did.
Okay. Just making sure. I wasn't hearing things.
Maybe I shouldn't. Oh, it's so hard to hold back.
All right, Jerry, what's going on over there, man?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. What's going on is game two tonight of the Knicks and the Celtics, of course, up in Boston. Kristaps Porzingis is probable after dealing with the illness in game one. Here's Knicks head coach Tom Thibodeau. Game two, brand new game.
No matter what happens, you don't carry it over into the next game. You have to reset and be ready to do it all over again. So, and that's the challenge that every team has in this league. So I think if you look at what it takes to win, you understand how important that is.
Joe Mazzulla also spoke yesterday, a lot of course on the three-point shooting with his team going 15 for 60, as we know. Another monster topic up there.
How much time do you see Sam missing with the ankle?
I think he's day-to-day as well. So we'll see how that goes.
And then there was a follow-up, of course.
With Sam, before the injury, it's rare to see him go a whole first half without playing. What was the thought process behind that?
I mean, everything's just about the matchups and the sub-patterns. Everything got changed with foul trouble and, matching certain, sub-patterns to them. And so you work to do that throughout a game.
So you know, big topic.
Big topic. I'm telling you, me and Sam besties now. I'm
sure you are. Anyhow.
Another couple guys to go down. You know, minor injuries, that kind
another
of thing.
Couple guys.
Just another couple guys to go down. Minor injuries. I mean, like, look at the Cavaliers.
No, I know.
Look at the Knicks last year, for God's sake.
Well, let's get to the Cavaliers. You had the Pacers down a lot in the fourth quarter. Matter of fact, I think they were down 7 in the final minute of this game in Cleveland. Yet here they came storming back. Tyrese Halliburton at the free throw line makes the first foul shot. And then the second.
Second one is short, and it's rebounded by Halliburton. The Pacers have a timeout. Will they use it? No, they don't. Yes, they do have a timeout. 4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three. Three ball up top. Indiana by one. minute, 1/10 seconds to go. Inbound. Merrill didn't get it off. And this rivals the Milwaukee finish.
And a 2-0 series.
Come on, that's
lead
ridiculous.
Yes, it was.
Throw, get your own rebound, shoot the three.
Yep.
Make it, walk off, and say, see ya!
And he did.
That is unbelievable.
Right in the face of the crowd as they were chanting overrated to him throughout the course of the game.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Yeah. That one was unexpected. I didn't know we had beef, but yeah, I guess that, I mean.
You know what?
Good for them, man. I that came out of nowhere, but it's just, I think now that that label's there, they're all, that's how it's going to be every time we play somebody. Every time on the road, he'll probably,
man,
follow
he
me.
He changed his voice.
That to me was the most egregious one. Yes. Yeah. Or drastic.
You know what he needs? He needs his dad there. In the front row.
Why? You're up two games
fans,
to none.
Fighting with Donovan Mitchell.
Well.
Get them all going.
His dad is banned from
is.
The rest of the postseason.
Oh, so. He is? I didn't know that.
Well, he's just not showing up.
No, I think that he was told not to
okay.
go.
Okay, all right.
Actually.
Wow. They actually told.
I believe so, yes.
The father of an NBA basketball player, you cannot go to a game.
He did go on the court and get in the face of one of the league's brightest stars.
How do you know that wasn't like pre-planned?
Didn't feel like it. I don't know if Giannis would have to be one hell of an actor.
Right. We're going WWE style here.
What's that?
WWE style.
I don't know, man. Get the dad out there and start screaming at people. Hey, what the... Wasn't there a report yesterday that Giannis was like, he's either coming here or going where?
I don't know. Phoenix, man. Was the Phoenix, place maybe? I saw. Phoenix, Houston, New York, I think were the three rumored places. Kevin Durant rumored to be going to Houston or New York.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Giannis and Kevin can go together to Houston.
Or New York.
New York what?
The Knicks.
Again, they could do it to Brooklyn again.
No, the Knicks.
I'm not.
Knicks, what do you mean the Knicks? I'm saying
that
he's
a,
right now.
That's a rumor out there that
not,
he's coming
not
to the Knicks.
We're talking about that right now.
I think
now.
There's a better chance he goes to the Nets, Giannis. I'm serious.
Now, you could be right.
I could see that
certainly
happening
possible.
Again.
Yeah.
Get them back in the NBA.
I mean, they have a ton of assets. I mean, this is why I think it's going to be impossible for the Knicks to go and get him unless the Bucks love Karl Anthony Towns and say, hell yeah, let's do that.
Would they let them back in the NBA if they got Giannis?
Who, the Nets?
Yeah.
I don't know. They relegated or something?
I don't know. They still around?
Donovan Mitchell had 48 points in the loss. Got to improve.
You ain't got no choice. I mean, we can sit here and dwell on this. And be home in about 4 or 5 days. Or we can move on and take some things that we did really well and go from there.
We shall see. They're down 0-2 heading to Indiana. And as the road teams continue to win, you had Steph Curry go out with a hamstring injury, and yet the Warriors beat the T-Wolves 99-88. Interesting here. So Anthony Edwards had a tough shooting night, and his head coach is Chris Finch. Had no problem letting us know that.
I absolutely saw that, you know, and can't have that, you know. It's and it starts with Anthony, you know. He struggled early, and then you could just kind of see the light go out a little bit for a while, and then obviously we had to try to get him going in the second half. But
that's a rough one.
Yeah, but you know, he just had like the night that Karl Anthony Towns had, like just couldn't buy a bucket, but. You know, you just got to keep fighting, man.
Well, wow. Here was Edwards. Do you agree with your coach's assessment?
Nah. I feel like I play great defense. I just couldn't do nothing offense, so. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, that is schism. Kind of, but that is kind of like what the coach said. He had struggles on offense.
Everybody said, did you agree with your coach? He went, nah.
Nah.
And statistically, the T-Wolves were worse from three-point range than the Celtics.
Wow.
Percentage-wise. 6 of 29.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I think Edwards didn't hit his till there was about two minutes left in the game.
This is why this is a make-or-miss league. I don't know what else to tell you.
Seems like it. Every year, same thing.
Especially with the three ball now, G.
That's true. I'd like to see a lot more misses up in Boston for those Celtics.
A big swing and a miss for the Mets in Arizona as they lost to the Diamondbacks.
Gurriel lines it to left field, and it's gone. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. makes it 4-1 Diamondbacks. Another line drive off the bat of Lourdes.
That was Diamondbacks TV with the call. 5-1 the final as Arizona beat New York. Josh Naylor and Geraldo Perdomo drove in runs with groundouts, and this is Zach Gallen again. got the Mets pitch. Great. Seven innings, two hit ball. The Mets can't push runs across, which was an issue again. Here was David Peterson asked about the Gurriel home run by Steve Gelbs on SNY.
That home run pitch, you wanted that ball up a little more?
Yeah, I didn't want it middle-middle.
That's never good middle-middle.
The problem is it was the bottom of the sixth.
At this point.
You know what I'm saying? Met pitchers go past five, this is what happens.
Here's Carlos Mendoza.
We don't want to win on extend them.
Peaks and the valleys of a season.
It's never going to be easy, you know. that's what makes the big leagues the big leagues, you know. You're going to go through stretches where you got to find a way, you got to fight, and you're going to go through some ups and downs. And what I feel like overall, we've been right there on every game.
Not getting hits with Risp.
They're not. No,
he did that. He did that little thing with that laugh. He was like, "It's never going to be easy." I mean, yeah, what are you guys, idiots? You think this is easy? Not easy.
You guys are morons.
He's dopes.
Mets are now 23-14. Arizona, a couple of games over 500. Kodai Senga, Merrill Kelly today on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio, 340 first pitch. Meantime, the Yankees had themselves one hell of an inning as they dominated the Padres.
We can get a good pitch here. 3-2 from Peralta. Swing on a deep drive. Right field. Grand slam for Austin Wells. They've blown this baby wide open.
Yeah, Dave Sims and Susan here on the fan. That seventh inning, the Yankees scored 10 runs. Wells had an RBI single and the grand slam in the inning. Ben Rice, a two-run double. Anthony Volpe drove in a run with a single. Here he was with Susan on Wells' big night.
It's fun. So happy for him. And just not surprised because, like everyone here, he works so hard. And to get those two hits off lefties, I know are huge for him. And he puts in a lot of work, so that's just what he does.
Here was Ben Rice talking about, my gosh, 10 runs in an inning.
Man, it just comes down to everybody having a plan and just trying to execute the best you could. Just being aggressive to your zone and doing damage.
Teams need, both the Mets and the Yankees need, like, just a good, solid five-game winning streak. Get out of this malaise.
Mets have had 2 6-game winning streaks already this year.
Get another one then.
Yeah. But they have been a little flat the last week. Both I would teams. Agree. Last 10 days or so.
I would just say like both teams are losing series. You can't lose series. You got to win these rubber games, Jerry.
Well, they lost they won the first game in St. Louis. They got swept in the doubleheader. They won the first game against Arizona last week, then lost the next two. And now they won the first game in Arizona. Let's see if they can win this one tonight.
This is a rubber game tonight, Jerry.
This is a rubber game. Yes, yes, it is. By the way, Aaron Judge hit his 12th home run as he is tied for the Major League lead now. Here was Clark Schmidt as Judge homered off former teammate Michael King.
Like I said, it's like playing your brother, and you obviously want to go out there and have some bragging rights. I don't know what the lines were. I felt like they were very similar. So I guess we'll play for the tie on that. But I guess we'll give the win to Judge because he got him, so... We'll go to him.
Yeah, and I guess he's talking because King was good. It was the bullpen that completely imploded here. And then you had this whole issue with the ball.
Yeah,
and
I saw this.
With the fans.
John Boy posted it, zoomed in. I guess the one kid had the ball and then was able to
Dropped it.
He dropped it and the other guy got it and stuffed it in his pocket.
Yeah.
So what happened? I mean, that's the guy who picks it up and gets it, right? I mean, if you drop it, you drop it.
Yeah.
Did it get knocked out of his hands?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch it again.
Is there unwritten rules here? What are we talking about?
Unwritten rules of fans?
Yeah, these people are savages when a ball comes into the stands.
That is very true. Series finale tonight, Max Fried, 6-0 with an ERA of 1, facing Dylan Cease on the fan coverage at 6:25. And with the NHL playoffs last night, you had an overtime game between the Hurricanes and the Capitals.
Behind the net, Martin Nook. It'll come out. Right point. Slavin with a chance. They score! They score! In overtime, Jacob Slavin lets it go from the point, and Carolina has taken game number one here in Washington.
Seemingly innocent shot somehow
consume
finds
that moment, big fella.
And that's why as fans we scream, shoot the puck.
Barry.
Good things happen when you shoot the puck, and it did last night. The Hurricanes beat the Capitals in overtime by the score of 2-1, and also the Oilers doubled up the Golden Knights 4-2. Zach Hyman, the go-ahead goal late in the third, a 3-goal third period for Edmonton as they take game one there.
So I just watched the video again. Yeah. So, yeah, what happens is there's the group of guys that are friends. One guy catches the ball as he's celebrating. The ball pops out. The guys that are next to him that don't know them, one takes it quick, puts it in his pocket. This thing goes viral. I guess they figure out what happened. And then you see the fan next to him give it back to him. So the ball was returned.
That's nice.
to the rightful
wonderful
owner. Yes.
See, there are nice people in this world, G.
They didn't seem too happy about it, the guys that were giving it back. I got to tell you that much.
Well, because they found a ball that was dropped.
And they were being filmed by the other guys. Like, they were putting it up on social media. Like, I'm getting the ball back. They're giving me the ball. So I'm surprised one of them didn't take a belt off and start whacking them with it like that PNC Park security guard. That was freaking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then you had the fan who's spitting blood on him. I mean, what in the hell is going on?
And then he took the belt out.
Yeah. Whipping him with the belt.
Pretty crazy.
I mean, think about the PNC Park stuff that's happened this year outside of baseball. Yeah. Guy falls from the 21 feet.
You had the Roberto Clemente sign.
Yeah. And then a belt beat down. Man, oh man.
It's optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So you asked me on Monday, you said, did Horse Guy, who gave us the Kentucky Derby winner again for the second year in a row, did Horse Guy tell you if Sovereignty, who won the Kentucky Derby, was going to run in the Preakness or not? And I said, well, Horse Guy said, got to find out how he comes out of this thing. You know, Bill Mott, the trainer, is going to do the right thing. Well, unfortunately, we're not going to see a Triple Crown winner this. Oh, I can smell it. I can smell a sportsman.
Yes,
I
can
smell one. But yes, unfortunately, we're not going to see that.
I'm deep into horse racing right now.
Of course you are.
You know how we do this.
Yeah.
This is the time of year where we get knee deep in it.
I got 4 or 5 people asking me yesterday back in sales, who's your horse guy? I said, listen, get your own horse guy. I'm not telling you who my horse guy is. Mercadante is one of those guys.
Who's your horse guy? Yeah, let me call you.
Who's your horse guy?
We'll let him pay for picks on the air.
Who's your horse guy?
Yeah, no.
I said, no, Chris, shut up, all right?
By the way, this horse guy talks to a number of people in the media.
Yeah, without a doubt. Certainly. You can kind of figure out, you can connect the dots if you want to.
Connect the dots, yes.
You can certainly connect the dots. But anyway, yeah, it's a little bit disappointing, but you want to do what's right for the horse, you know?
You got to take care of the horse.
Got to take care of the horse.
That horse just came through the mud.
Certainly, and of course, it's very tough 2 weeks later, the whole thing.
Too bad for the Preakness, though. You know, yeah. My buddy Kevin Plank from Under Armour has been such a big supporter of the Preakness, trying to bring back the luster and the you know, just the significance of that race, you know. Yeah. And it's still a significant race, don't get me wrong, but it's too bad that they don't have a horse in the race that would be able to go for the Triple Crown.
Yeah, it definitely takes the juice out of it, no doubt, but we may see Sovereignty in the Belmont Stakes, which will be up at Saratoga again as they continue the project over there at Belmont Racetrack. Anthony's in Tom's River, now on the Fan. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Yeah, it's funny. I heard you reference, like, Tyrese Halliburton with WWE, and yeah. He was actually on a TV show last year on WWE with Jalen Brunson. I think, like, Brunson had a steel chair or something, so I don't know if you want to go back and check it out. But
yeah, that was after the playoffs last year.
Yep.
Yes. So he gets it. Yeah, I mean, he totally gets what's going on, and good for him.
Yeah,
I remember I'm actually kind of happy for him, you know, simply because it's not against the Knicks. But I am kind of happy for him, just given the whole, like, controversy with, you know, when Wally Szczerbiak dipped his toe into.
He was the first one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little like a ring of fire that he dipped his toe into.
I mean, that.
And all hell broke loose.
And then
Wally got booed in Indiana.
I know. It was crazy. I mean, he was the first one to really open up this Tyrese Halliburton's overrated thing. And then, like, all the players, you know, it's funny because Wally got criticized for that. But meanwhile, all the players in the NBA feel the same way. They're the ones that voted him overrated.
Wally still talks to the NBA players, so he knows what's going on.
Of course.
He's got his ear to the ground.
Damn right he does.
Quality broadcaster.
Certainly.
Always tries to Venmo money after losing golf. I'm like, no.
There's no Venmo.
No.
Can't Venmo.
No. Bring the cash.
There's no Zelle.
I'm all about Wally Cash.
There's no Venmo.
And by the way, as Jerry come up with those Wally Cash sweatshirts, he wanted like 10 of them. You know?
Well, I know Jerry said there was a request for that, but Jerry said they were like, you know, $60 each.
Yeah, Wally's going to pay for them.
Oh, okay. So that's what he was wondering.
Yeah, Wally will Venmo him. I mean, so they're not ordered?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's order them.
Jerry was hoping, I think, it would just go away.
Well, it hasn't. Here we are. I was out during this time, so I don't know the full story. So I'm sure there's other people who don't know the full story. So what's the deal with this?
You remember last time we played with Wally?
Yeah.
And Riscona?
Yeah.
And who won the money?
You did, and Riscona did.
Yes.
Right.
All right. So we were talking about Wally Cash and everything else, and Jerry gave me this sweatshirt. You see the sweatshirt?
Yeah, yeah.
So Jerry gave me that for a Christmas gift, but he forgot, and it came late. And then, the birthday gift, it came late. And then he gave it to me, and I wore it that day.
Okay.
And while he saw it, he goes, man, I love that. I'd love to have one.
All right. So Jerry was going to order a few.
Wally told me to have Jerry order 10 in, like, in different sizes, medium, large, and extra large.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
And he wants to, like, this is how, like, you know, wrapped up in himself he is.
Anything with his face on it?
He can't wait to give it to his friends with his face on it.
So does he want Jerry to lay out the $600 for these 10 sweatshirts?
He said he'd be more than happy to pay, and I told Jerry that. I don't know what the hell Jerry's doing. Why is he, you know, dragging his feet?
Because he probably didn't want, because he knows how this is going to work.
You know, I know exactly
former professional athletes.
And I know what Jerry's going to do now.
If you don't like it, drop dead.
Yeah. Right.
Go away.
Like, shut up, Jerry. I know what he's going to do now. He's going to get me a sweatshirt with Sam Hauser's picture on it. And Precious Chua. Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I know exactly what Jerry's thinking. Jerry's thinking, I'm going to have to lay out $600 and then chase this down by Wally Szczerbiak, yeah, the same man who lost the Larry Johnson 4-point play ball.
That's true. And then
I'm going to be out this $600, and then everybody's going to be wearing these Wally Cash sweatshirts, smiling and laughing, and I'm going to be the sucker. I'll be the chump.
Well, I'll make sure that Jerry's whole if Wally screws up, because I'll just win the money from him on the golf course.
Right. It might take 2 or 3 weeks, but it'll certainly happen at some point. Yeah. So anyway, Tyrese Halliburton first got crushed by Wally Szczerbiak.
Yes.
Now got crushed by his own peers in the NBA. And he's
buying into it.
And he's buying into it, and they're up 2-0.
in that series.
By the way, I like I said, I am happy for him.
Yeah.
But if somehow, some way, we end up seeing him in the future, I hate him.
Of course.
But yeah. Right now, I'm happy for him. I'm happy to see what they're doing. And it just goes to show you, in all of these playoffs, both in the NHL and the NBA, I mean, just the war of attrition that this is becoming.
Yeah, I mean, it never used to be like that in the NBA, certainly in the NHL, but I mean, it has been in the NBA. I mean, you're just watching these guys go down. The Cavaliers with the three big injuries, Steph Curry with the hamstring, obviously our guy Sam Hauser, Kristaps Porzingis, Josh Hart had his wrist thing going on, Jalen Brunson with his ankle. It's just not, it's nonstop.
Do you think it's because the regular season, like, they just pussyfoot through the regular season?
I do.
And they don't really get into it. And
everybody... I 100% think that has something to do with it. Because think about, like, the Knicks had, really, they had the Jalen Brunson injury and Mitchell Robinson was hurt before the season. You know, outside of that, how many injuries did they really have?
Yeah, you know.
Not a lot.
I'll say, I went to a hockey game in Vegas, the Knights and the Seattle Kraken, I think it was.
Okay.
And it was, like, towards the end of the season was when I was out there. And there was nobody hitting anybody because the game didn't matter. You know, it was like ice capades.
Sure.
Like, you know, just going to see what the Knights, how they present the game and all of that, and which was great. But nobody was hitting anybody. Like, they were all getting ready for, you know, the playoffs. And I think kind of like that's what the NBA kind of does. Now, all of a sudden, here we are, and it's full on, and guys are getting after it. And yeah. It's fun to watch.
Sure. No, of course. But that's why I think it's different. I mean, and maybe my memory is not is correct with this, but I feel like when we were watching playoff basketball in the 90s, that these guys weren't getting hurt more in the playoffs than they were in the regular season. They were just playing.
Yeah.
You get these massive injuries of three guys out in one game in the second round of a series.